That is a spiritual sacrifice. And you know what? It is sweet to God. Just like the fragrance of incense is sweet, He delights in our prayers. They are sweet in His nostrils, just like this incense is sweet to our nostrils when we light it on fire. He enjoys our prayers. Do you know that God enjoys your prayers? Well, isn't that awesome to think that we could do that for God? Not that He has a need. He is complete. He has no needs. But He frankly just enjoys our prayers. Isn't that cool that when you take the time to get off the merry-go-round and turn off the TV and put away the newspaper and say, you know, I'm just going to get before God. And you just begin talking with God. Do you know that God delights in that? He enjoys your prayers. And it is a sweet fragrance to Him when you allow the Holy Spirit to just fill you and pray through you. Praise God. Closely related to that, someone said praise is a spiritual sacrifice. Absolutely. In Hebrews 13, 15, it says this. Therefore, by Him, let us continually. Everybody say continually. Continually. That means all day, all night, in our waking hours, in all types of circumstances, the good, the bad, and the ugly. No matter what, let us, therefore, by Him, continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. When we come in here on Sunday morning and declare His praise and sing His glory and exalt Him and exalt in Him, that is a spiritual sacrifice to God. It is the fruit of our lips. It's like bringing a fruit offering to God. And particularly when we're going through hard times, when we're going through painful times, and it doesn't look good, and things all around us are coming unglued and coming undone, and yet we stand before God, and by faith we say, God, I don't know what the future holds, but I know who holds the future, and I am going to praise You and honor You and worship You and thank You for who You are and all that You do in my life. God, it might be tough right now, but this and nothing else in the world is going to keep me from praising You and worshiping You. Job said, though He slay me, yet I will trust Him. And so when we come in those hard times and we offer up the praise to God, it is a sacrifice of praise. And it is a sweet-smelling, fragrant sacrifice to God. And He delights to honor that. Whenever we worship Him anywhere, it doesn't have to be here on church on Sunday. Whenever we testify and we give praise to God in the presence of other people, when we're at work, and something good happens, and instead of just saying, wow, that was cool, we say, well, praise God, man, I serve a gracious God who loves me. Look what He did for me. And we testify to His glory. That is a sacrifice of praise to God. Now, right after that, in the very next verse in Hebrews, another spiritual sacrifice. Sharing. Sharing our goods, our substance with other people. Hebrews 13, 16, the very next verse says this, but do not forget to do good and to share, for with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. He enjoys it. He delights in it. He finds it pleasurable when we follow Him in obedience and give to other people. God rejoices in that. Praise God, you're not just doing this out of a burden or an obligation. It's like, well, you know, I guess it'd be the right thing to do. Might as well just, you know, give so-and-so this because, you know, they could use it. Man, we ought to celebrate when we have the opportunity, because when we do that, God rejoices in that. It gives Him pleasure. He smiles. If you could imagine that, you know, you could just, you know, paint, you know, use something like that. God smiles over, laughs probably over our sharing with one another. In fact, Scripture says to be a hysterical giver. Literally, the word that means, when it says be a joyful giver, the word literally means hysterical. Be hysterical in your giving, man. Just rejoice joyfully over that stuff, because God does. So after we come to church and we scream and holler our lungs out in praise, and worship to God. And Peter runs around the chairs until he collapses on the ground. And everybody else is like prostrate before him, kneeling with tears and joy and singing to God. And we leave the church. If on the way we take a bag of some really nice clothes and we stick it in somebody's car, or a bag full of groceries or food, or leave it in there, or maybe put some money in an envelope and write their name on it and put it on the table so they can see it as they go out, and we share that with them and share our substance with them, God delights in that. That is an act of worship. That is a spiritual sacrifice. As a royal priesthood, that's what we ought to be doing, because we are priests of God. And that's the kind of sacrifice he's looking for. Praise God. Just even taking someone to lunch, sharing some time with them, just call them on the phone, spend some time. Hey, how you doing? Send them an email. Just thinking about you. Love you. How you doing? Praise God. Sharing. Another one, moving on. Persecution. Witnessing for God, and especially when it brings persecution in its wake. Philippians 2:17. Says this, Paul says to the Philippians, yes, and if I am being poured out as a drink offering on a sacrifice in service of your faith, I am glad and rejoice with you all. For the same reason, you also be glad and rejoice with me. Paul was in prison when he was writing these words to the Philippians. He says, hey, I'm in prison, I could die. But you know what? If I am being poured out as a drink offering and a sacrifice so that your faith can go on and I can build you up in Christ, then praise God, I am glad and I'm rejoicing, and you be glad and rejoice in me. Start thanking God for the fact that I'm in prison. Don't just, yes, pray that I can get out. Don't leave off of that. Pray that I can be a bold witness for Christ, but thank God and praise him for the fact that I'm here. Because it's for this very reason, if Paul wasn't willing to risk his life for the gospel, there wouldn't even be a church in Philippi. It was the Philippian jailer that got saved because Paul was in prison, praising and thanking God, worshiping God while he was in stocks after having been beaten in prison. Paul was offering up a sacrifice to praise to God, and God sent an earthquake that busted up the jail, and the Philippian jailer got saved as a result of it. There wouldn't even be a church in Philippi to write to if Paul wasn't willing to go to prison for the sake of the gospel. And he says, if I'm being poured out as a drink offering for that purpose, then I am glad and I am rejoicing. It is an act of sacrifice and worship to God. Praise God. May we all have hearts that are swifter to take that risk so that we can offer that sacrifice of praise to God. Who knows what God will do with that? Not only, check this out, not only persecution, but helping the persecuted, ministering to their needs. If you've ever gotten any mail from Open Doors USA or from Voice of the Martyrs, you need to check out some of that stuff. Man, it will open your eyes. It's amazing what other people outside of the United States of America suffer for the sake of Christ. And how, if you can just send them a couple Bibles to give to their brothers and sisters, it's like gold to them. Praise God, helping the persecuted. Same book, or same letter, Philippians 4:18. Paul said this to them. He said, indeed, I have all and I abound. I am full, having received from Epaphroditus the things that were sent from you. A sweet-smelling aroma, an acceptable sacrifice, well-pleasing to God.